Psychiatrists suggest that Biden was given stimulants to get through the State of the Union address. What do you think? Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here. I did not watch the State of the Union's address, so I can't confirm or deny. Even if I did watch it, I don't know if he was given stimulus or not. So let's see. Let's read through this article objectively and see what we can uncover here. So psychiatrist suggests that Biden was given a stimulant to make it through his 90-minute State of the Union speech. I could say right now, he could not do what Trump does when he goes out there to his on the campaign stump and speak for 2-3 hours straight without stimulants. But again, I'm not gonna go into this blindly. I mean, you need not even assume. I mean, his the way how he's, let's see if we could find some clips of him speaking. So of course there's no clips of him speaking here, but let's see if we could find some clips, because I wanna, without reading, I wanna actually watch some of the clips of him speaking. Because what better way to know than without reading? So let's see if we can just do a quick search for a video so we could go through some of this and see. Let's see here. Let's click on videos here. Let's see PBS. Okay, I don't want to watch 2 hours of this. We're not going to sit here through 2 hours of this. This is not gonna happen. Full 2 hours, another 1 hour. Okay, well let's watch some of it. We're not gonna sit through all of it. I refuse, because it irks me. I can't listen to him at all. Really, it just irks me. Okay, let's see. How about this? Key moments from the speech. No, but the PBS is probably going to try to make him look good and cut out all the good stuff. So, let's see. Let's go to... Just give me a second here. Because I want to find... Let's see. All right, fine. Let's go to... No, I'm not in Spanish. I don't want it in Spanish. Okay, how about this one? Let's see. Let's see if it's here. Okay, here we go. We got it. Let's just cue it up here. All right, let's cue this up. Let's just spring forward here. Let's go here. Okay, I don't want to see your face, Sir Charles. Come and punch me in the face for wearing the Trump. Let's see how much of this I can stomach, folks. Well, let's see how much of this I could actually stomach.
Mr. Speaker, the President's Cabinet.
Mr. Speaker, the President's Cabinet.
Alright. Let's just cut through the nonsense. Four more years? Could he live for four more years? obviously that was rhetorical, and I'm not wishing death on anyone, but he can barely make it due to this. He could barely make it for 1 year. Anyway. It's great reading some of these comments. You have people, a lot of people throwing up, having the poop emoji, people laughing their butts off. Some Trump emojis with the American flag. People booing. Yeah, great stuff. 4 more years, yeah. Could we even survive 4 more years? Let's get rid of the chat. It's very distracting. All right, let's get to it. Come on. Let's see what we got here. Come on, Maggie. You're killing me. Move, girl. All right. I'm muting it until he talks. I can't. He left. Okay, here we go. He left Wackos. Come on, this.
I've done ever on that darkest of. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Come on, sheeps.
Mr. Prime Minister, welcome to NATO, the strongest military alliance the world has ever seen. I say this to Congress, we have to stand up to Putin. Send me a bipartisan national security bill. History is literally watching. History is watching. The United States.
Yeah, history is watching, and you, sir, are a buffoon.
If the United States walks away, it will put Ukraine at risk. Europe is at risk. The free world will be at risk, emboldening others to do what they wish to do us harm. My message to President Putin, who I've known for a long time, is simple. We will not walk away.
And they called Trump the one that is a warmonger president. Yeah, how many wars did Trump have in his administration? Oh, yeah, zero. To send the illegals all across, man. Prop me up.
I will not bow down.
Oh, now you gotta make this thing about you. I. Taking lessons from your master Obama there?
In a literal sense, history is watching. History is watching.
Yeah, history is watching, and history, you can look across the world and see that everyone, I mean, where was it? I want to say Germany, I don't know, but they were literally making skits about how much of an idiot you are.
Just like history watched 3 years ago on January 6th.
Okay, here we go with the January 6th. You know what, guy? All right, let's continue.
Insurrectionists stormed this very capital and placed a dagger to throw.
Again, let's. You want to get into the J6 stuff, sir? Nancy Pelosi, she left a certain, let's say, doors unlocked on purpose, or ordered them not to be locked as they usually are. But I digress.
Throat of American democracy. Many of you are here. On that darkest of days, we all saw with our own eyes the insurrectionists were not patriots.
Let's talk about the red flags that was going on there. You don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about the woman who was shot to death for no reason at all, and the man who shot her was made to be a hero, and she was an arm. You want to talk about that, Ducey?
It come to stop the peaceful transfer of power, to overturn the will of the people. January 6th.
Again, the will of who people? Which people? Are you seriously saying that you got into office fair and square? Is that what you're telling me? Walking corpse?
Lies.
That's right, you're a walking lie.
About the 2020 election and the plot to steal the election.
You know, look in the mirror, Deuce. Flip the mirror around, because everything you're saying is exactly what you guys do. This is what evil does. Everything that they're saying could be shined right back upon them.
Posed a great, gravest threat to U.S. democracy since the Civil War. But they failed.
I gotta calm down. Ooh, that's my blood pressure medication.
America stood.
Again. It sounds good on paper. Actually, it doesn't sound good. You sound like an idiot.
America stood strong and democracy prevailed. We must be honest. The threat to democracy must be defended.
And what's the threat to democracy, sir? Don't answer. It's rhetorical.
My predecessor and some of you here seek to bury the truth about January 6th.
Who is burying the actual truth? I mean, who suppressed the videos from coming out that speaks the actual truth? Who only cherry-picked what they wanted the public to see to form this red flag lie that insurrectionists stormed the Capitol? But we didn't see videos of the police walking around with people inside there peacefully. There was nothing going on. You sir, a liar.
I will not do that. This is the moment to speak the truth.
You don't know what the word truth is. You can't handle the truth, and you can never spoke the truth. You never spoken the truth in your life. For once, speak the truth in your life.
Bury the lies. Here's the simple truth.
I can't. You see, this is why I can't. I can't listen to him. I can't, because I get upset, because I can't stand evil, lying, reptilian lies. I can't. Let's see if we could find Trump rebuttal. Let's see what Trump has to say here. Let's see here. Okay, let's listen to this one here.
All right, Grace, thank you. Tonight, former President Donald Trump is also responding to the State of the Union on his own social media platform, Truth Social. He also posted a rebuttal before the address, criticizing the president for his policies on inflation and handling of the U.S.-Mexico border.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created, all the while they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. Ready? We're ready. Crooked Joe Biden talked about Ukraine before he talked about America. He talked about the size of a Snickers bar, you know?
Wow.
It's probably true about Snickers. They throw a little bit less in. I'd probably do the same thing if I owned that particular company.
Unbelievable.
Can I be honest with you? Who the hell cares about that? That's not what the problem is. That's not what the problem is.
Absolutely true. Biden, the problem is he can't be coherent because he's got a lot going on. And it's, look, nature takes its course on all of us. We all grow old, but you have to know when it's time to hang things up. You have to know when it's time to move on. I mean, take someone who's famous for singing, rapping, or a comedian, or whatever you are. You have to know when it's time to hang it up. And the people go away and say, we no longer want to listen to your stuff. Well, you have to go away. And obviously, find new ways to reinvent yourself. But this guy, yeah.
That's not what the, you don't talk about Snickers. You talk about inflation, big league inflation, not that kind of stuff. You talk about the fact that we're no longer energy independent. We're going to be energy dominant. You talk about,
well, we were all watching.
Okay, so, yeah, let's get back to the article. Now, we started by saying psychiatrists suggest that Biden was given a stimulant to make it through his 90-minute State of the Union speech. I can't stomach any more of his speech, so let's just go to the article and see what their points are. Because I just can't. I have to stop it every second and I have to react to the nonsense that he's talking about. I can't just sit back and listen to it. So President Joe Biden gave his 2014 State of the Union address at 9 p.m. way past his usual 4 p.m. dinner and bedtime. So how did the 81-year-old president stay awake and coherent enough to make a 90-minute speech in front of the nation? This might be the reason why. A psychiatrist told the Washington Times, let's click on the article to see where we're getting this from so they can't say misinformation. So you see the article here from the Washington Times. Psychiatrist sees signs Biden was medicated for State of the Union performance. All right, let's see here. So a psychiatrist who has worked with elderly dementia patients said President Biden exhibited signs of stimulant used to mask cognitive decline in his amped up aggressive State of the Union speech on Thursday. Biden, 21, often raced through his remarks with the speed of an auctioneer. Sold to the man in black, loudly shouting his words despite having a microphone in front of him. Speed and volume of speech can be a sign of using Adderall or another amphetamine, said Dr. Carol Lieberman. Okay, so I just wanted to just, I'm not going to read the full article there, but I just wanted you to get the flavor of where that came from. So again, they said that was in the Washington Times, and as we saw, it was right there, where Dr. Lieberman, who has not personally examined the president, said the signs of potential pharmaceutical use go beyond how Mr. Biden spoke during the 90-minute speech, but also in his mannerisms. For example, Biden typically rests his hands on the podium while delivering a speech from the teleprompter. Maggie, lie down, please. We'll go to the bathroom after I'm done here. Typically rests his hands on the podium while delivering a speech from the teleprompter. Lie down, little girl. During the speech of the State of the Union, he frequently gestured and moved with his hands at a rapid rate, she said. At various points Mr. Biden appeared to slur some of his words, which he did. Even in that brief time I listened, he was clearly slurring his words. That's not new for the president, who sometimes slurs his words when he gets excited. But Dr. Lieberman said the speed in which he slurred suggested he was helped by drugs. It was a word salad on speed, she said. Mr. Biden's unusually energetic performance raised some questions on social media. No one is going to remember a single thing Biden says tonight. Everyone is going to remember how weirdly amped up he was, because this is an old article, and how bizarrely fast he was speaking. That's where he was going. So, yeah. What do you think? Do you think there's any truth to what she's suggesting here? I am not a psychiatrist, but she is. And I don't think that she's wrong at all. But anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. And I will see you in the next one. Here we come.